Good morning.
Good morning.
Today, with the help of the Lord, we'd like to speak on the mind. And the mind is something very important in the spiritual warfare because I feel like that's where the enemy tries to attack. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7, it talks about guarding your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The enemy always goes for our affections, our hearts, and the things that we think about. And this morning, I would like to talk about how to think and what to think on. And I think it's important. The mind is very powerful. And I was reading on a story about there was a man who was trapped. So he worked at a refrigeration company, and he got trapped at night in one of the refrigeration trucks, and there was nobody to open up the refrigeration truck for him. And he started writing on the wall, "This will be my last words, I'm freezing to death." And when they got there in the morning, he had passed away, but the refrigeration truck was never on. His mind had, he had convinced himself that he was freezing to death because usually all the trucks were on, but this truck had a malfunction. They said it was like close to 60 degrees, 50 degrees, and it wasn't freezing. But his mind had convinced himself that this was happening. There was another case that I was reading on that a man was told by a doctor mistakenly that he had a sickness, right? And he worked himself up and he got sick because he thought that the doctor was right. And when he went back to the doctor said, "Well, we made a mistake. We misdiagnosed you." He got better. Then he convinced himself again that he was sick, and he got sick again. And so I want us to be mindful of what we think about and what we put our minds on. The first scripture we're going to look at is in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We'll read from verse 4. We'll read from verse 3. "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." And here is keeping every thought captive. The thing is that this world is negative. I mean, you turn on the TV, you talk to people, it skews negative. And you know what that does? It affects us. We start to think negatively. You know, somebody cuts us off in traffic. Yeah, I'm going to cut him off. You know, you start to feel, you know, and trust me, I go to New York all the time. So I feel the road rage coming in. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like I feel like they cut you off. It's like you want to do something. You start thinking. But I started to think, like, how am I thinking? You know what I'm saying? Maybe this person is rushing because they have to go to the hospital or they have to go see some. Think in a positive way. You have to change your thinking, right? You know, maybe somebody who's maybe acting in a different way or attacking you in a different way at your job, maybe they're going through a hard time. I was watching something where a guy, an old lady was in her car, and the guy hopped in the car to rob her. And she said, "You know what?" She said, "Jesus is in the car with me." And the way she started talking to him, he was going through a tough time. He had lost his job and everything and stuff like that. And she was able to talk him down and preach Christ to him. Then when that happened was, after he left the car, he gave her a kiss on her cheek. Right? And he was saying, "Thank you for praying for me." She said, "We're going to pray right now. We're going to pray right now." And she prayed for him. But imagine if she had started to act the way he was acting towards her. So I'm saying that sometimes people are going through hard times and we have to think in a way that Christ-like. Christ went through these same times. If you look at the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, it said the Jews had no dealings with the Samaritan. But the Lord Jesus Christ didn't let society's rules or society's thoughts of others affect how he reached people, right? Is that he was able to go to this woman, he was able to reach her and talk to her. If you look at the rich young ruler, it says that the Lord Jesus Christ, as he looked upon him, he loved him. I mean, the Lord Jesus Christ didn't think. That was his thoughts. We're in his inner thoughts that he looked at this person and loved him. And so this is the thing, is that the Lord wants us to always think of the good in others. Look for the good in others. Think on things that are positive. We're going to go to that. So this is the way how we're supposed to think. This is how we're supposed to think. We're supposed to keep every thought captive. What does that mean? Let's bring it to the scripture. What the Lord thinks of it. What the scriptures think of it. Is that this is what we're supposed to do. Is that other scriptures in Psalms chapter 1 and verse 1 and 2. It talks about meditating on it day and night. Meditating on the word day and night. So meditation is not what we think is like, you cross your arm and that's not what meditation is. Meditation is you have to keep your mind stayed on an object no matter what happens, right? So I was watching another thing where Kobe Bryant was talking about how he uses meditation for pain, right? So he said his finger could be sprained, right? And he's feeling the pain. But in the game, he focuses on the ball. He focuses on something else. He trains his mind to not focus on the pain, but to focus on something else. And that's what we're supposed to do. In this world, there's negativity. There's things all around us are trying to bring us down, to make us think in a worldly way. You turn on social media, turn on the news, whatever you are, is trying to conform our minds to this world. And what we have to do is we have to keep our minds meditating on the scriptures day and night. What does that mean? Is that every time you think of that thing, bring your mind back to scripture. Every time you think, bring your mind back to scripture. Bring your mind back to scripture. And trust me, it's training your mind to think in a way that Christ wants us to think and not as the world. And so this is what it means by keeping every thought captive. How you keep every thought captive is that, first of all, is it true? You know what I'm saying? And we're going to talk about that later. First of all, you want to think about, is this pleasing to the Lord? Is this thought pleasing to the Lord? If it's not, keep it captive, right? You know what I'm saying? You know, you have to take every thought that you think and bring it back to the Word of God. That's what I believe meditating on it day and night means, is that you're taking all these scriptures that you have learned and you're saying, you know what? Am I looking at what society is thinking, or am I thinking what the scriptures are thinking, right? Society tells you, oh, well, this person or this creed or this, that, they're trying to make you to think like them. That's not what the Lord wants us to do. The Lord wants us to keep every thought captive. And who's behind some of these thoughts? It says that the carnal is this carnal things. And it says, casting down arguments from every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought captive into the captivity to the obedience of Christ. And so it says not some thoughts, but every thought captive. And I want to encourage us that, let's look at another scripture, Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. And it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. And so there's a couple attributes that help us when we're keeping our mind stayed on Christ. First of all, it helps us in terms of knowing his perfect will for our lives. It gives us peace, knowing that we can have peace, that he's directing our lives, directing our minds. But it's the renewing of mind. Not be conformed to this world. The world wants you to conform. The world wants you to think like they're thinking. And trust me, they're trying to program us in all these different things. And I know Georgie talked about it when he was singing. The social media is the first program, is that they're trying to program things. They can change your mood. They have the algorithm, knowing that, that they could change your thoughts. You know what I'm saying? They can sway your thinking and stuff like that. And these reels that they're doing is that there's, it's not long form video. So for people who don't know what reels are short form videos, like 30 seconds, and they just keep on coming. Just keep on coming, and you're swiping, and you can spend a whole, there's people who spent 3-4 hours, and they realize, oh, wow, I've been swiping this whole time, but it's programmed for you to keep on reeling, to keep on going, keep on thinking. They're conforming your mind, help you to program your mind, and I want to encourage us that we should got to get back to the Word of God and knowing that who's behind all this thing. It's a carnal warfare for your mind. It's a way to capture your thoughts, to capture your mind, and I want to encourage us to stop. to keep every thought captive. If you're looking at something, is this pleasing to the Lord? Right? First of all. You know what I'm saying? Is this something that's going to benefit me as a Christian? Is this something that is going to sway my mind in a way that the Lord doesn't want me to think about people or other people? You know what I'm saying? And we have to be encouraged that renewing our mind, that we approve what is the will of God, perfect will of God. Another scripture in Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3. And I just want to let you know also that the mind always has to have an object. It has to be thinking on something. So your mind is wandering, is looking for something to rest on, right? You know what I'm saying? You know, whether it be, you may be focused on your job, right? Or you may be focused on your family, or maybe focused on this. But your mind is looking for something to focus on. In Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3, it says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." And what is your mind focusing on? Here it's saying focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that we have to have our minds focused on him. Every time you feel your mind drifting, try to think on the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, you know, and I do that all the time. I try to think a thought. I said, you know, Jesus, right? You just try to bring your mind back, right? Try to bring your mind back to think on the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says that he will keep you in perfect peace. And so the beautiful thing about keeping your mind stayed on the word of God and stating your mind on the Lord Jesus Christ is that it brings peace to your life. This world brings anxiety, right? The next minute, you know, they're having you on this war over here. The next minute, they have you, the economy's going to crash. The housing thing, they have your mind all over the place, right? And so if you keep your mind on the Lord, trust me, you'll be at peace. You'll be at peace. And so one of the things I was, when Kobe Bryant was talking about his meditation and his thinking, it says that his therapist used to tell him, bring his mind back to the breath. So his breathing, right? So he would, if he feels like pain here, he would count his breath. Thing. So it's keeping his mind stayed on something else and not the thing that's going on around us. We could look around at the world and look at the things around us and you will get anxiety. You will get, you know, you'll be like, wow, what's going on? But if you keep your mind focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll see you'll have peace. You keep on bringing your mind back to him. Another scripture that I was thinking about was the Lord Jesus Christ went through discrimination of people who had bad thoughts about him. I know they said, you know, isn't this the carpenter's son? Or, you know, or they said, you know, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? And, you know, he's with these fishermen. He's with a wine bibber. He's friends of sinners. He was somebody who discriminated against. But the thing is that he always kept his mind on the purpose that he had. You know what I'm saying? You know, in Philippians chapter 2, it says that he went to the cross. He kept his mind there. He kept his mind focused on that, on what he was supposed to do, what he came here to do. And that should be our desire, is that we don't care about what society's saying or the norms, the different things. His focus was on the work that he was called to do. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4. Let's read from verse 6. It says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus." So we're going to stop there before we go on. Prayer is another way where we can bring our minds back to the Lord, right? The Bible talks about prayer without ceasing, right? You know, continue to pray. And so when you're going through something, when you feel you're about to do something or you're going through something, pray. Pray. It brings your mind back to dependence on God, right? You know, not to try to do it yourself. I know sometimes when things are not going our way, our natural human thing is to let me right this wrong or let me do it myself or let me, you know, the Bible is encouraging us to go to everything in prayer. Whether it be supplication, thanksgiving, everything. Let your requests be made known to God. Again, that's bringing your mind back to God. The next thing is that what happens? It says, "And the peace of God will surpass all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus." So you get a peace. You get a peace knowing that God is the one in control. God is the one directing everything. And trust me, it's so a good, it's a, such a good feeling to know that we have someone who we can cast all our cares upon. He knows everything that's going on. Look, I may be able to call one of you guys, but you don't know everything that's going on in your life, everything that's going on in my life. He knows everything. And so we could bring our cares to him. We could bring our thoughts and we could keep our focus on him and he will help us. So we talked about how to think, but what to think on. And this is what the next passage is talking about. This next thing. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. And the things which you have learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. And so that's the first thing that we can always understand. Whenever we keep our minds on the Lord Jesus Christ, we keep our minds focused on him, always peace follows. Again, he says, the peace of God will be with you. And so if you want peace in your life, if you want to have your mind focused on the Lord, you want peace and take away all that anxiety, all that fear, keep your mind on the Lord Jesus Christ. But this is the first things. Let's go through all these things. These are the things that we're supposed to think on. So whatsoever things are true, what does that mean? So I used to think, well, when it says true, it says, well, you think about, you know, lie or false, right? But truth is the word of God. So this is the first thing I think it's bringing our attention to, whatever things are true. And we know that God's word is truth. And so that's the focus should be on all the time. Should be our mind should be focused on the word of God. It's so good to be able to wake up and to be able to read God's word and get a word for the day and be encouraged from the words that he has given us. And there's so much things that we can be encouraged with. So the first thing is whatsoever things are true, the word of God. Whatsoever things are noble or honest, as another translation said. Things are respectable or morally upright, right? And so the things is that, are we looking at things that are morally reprehensible or things that we shouldn't be thinking about, things that are honest, things that are, you know, things that are not morally reprehensible or whatever, right? The things that, whatsoever things are pure. So the things pure here, or another translation says just, is basically thinking about things that are right and fair. And this is things that if you're trusting in God, you have to believe that all things are done for his honor, for his glory, and he, all things work together for good, right? And so you have to believe that everything that's happening, he's directing it, right? And if we believe that, then we have to believe that everything is just. Everything is under his power, that he's controlling everything. And we know that God is a just God. And so we have to believe that everything is working for his good, right? For our good, because, you know, he loves us, right? And so it's not, oh, this thing's happening to me because of this and thing. We have to believe that he's doing it for his purpose and to help us, right? And that's what we should believe. And whatsoever things are lovely. When I was doing study on this, it basically means that, you know, things that evoke love or are amiable, right? Not harsh or evil. And so when we think of others, are we thinking of them in a loving way? You know, I mean, you know, sometimes people can say things to us that rub us the wrong way. In our minds, are we thinking, oh, I'll hit them a slap if I could. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, this person, I see, I'm going to get back at them. That's not what the Lord wants us to think. He wants us to think in a loving way. Do we look at others and see love? The Lord Jesus Christ looked at the rich young ruler, and it says that he looked upon him and loved him. Mind you, the Lord Jesus Christ knew that he was going to reject him in the next minute, but it says that he looked upon him and loved him. Is that our love shouldn't be predicated on the other way the other person treats us. It should be predicated on the Christ-like nature that we have in us to love others. And it says, whatever things are of good report, commendable, reputable, edifying, right? You know what I'm saying? You know, I know we all like to, as the kids call it, today they call it tea, but we call it gossip, right? You know what I'm saying? You know, many people today, if you're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, they don't want to hear anything about that. But you call them and say, oh, you know, so-and-so, oh, yeah, they're perking up on the phone. It's that whatever things are of good report, that's what we're supposed to think on, right? Let's think good of others in a loving way. Let's have good reports of others. Let's think on those things. And it says if there's any virtue, virtue here speaks of the Christ-like nature that we have. You know what I'm saying? That we should be thinking on how to be more like Christ. How can we be more like Christ? That virtue there is basically the godly nature that we have. And if there be anything praiseworthy, let's think on things. So not only are we supposed to act like Christ or think like Christ, but we're supposed to also talk to others about the Lord Jesus Christ. Praiseworthy things. Things that, I read this morning. The Lord Jesus Christ, he means so much to me. And it says, the next thing says, meditate on these things. Back to meditation, bringing our minds back to these things. And so I just wanted to encourage us today is that how to think and what to think on. And I think that's all I wanted to encourage us on, because I feel that the world is starting to seep into our minds, right? Starting to seep into our lives and making us control the way we think. I was speaking to somebody and they were like, they were talking about a certain race. And the way they were talking about it as a Christian, I was like, wow, this is some strange thoughts. But it made me think about the world is starting to creep into the way we think about, not only the way we think about others, the way we think about other Christians, the way we attack our jobs, the way we do things and stuff like that. And it made me start to think like, okay, how am I thinking? Let me keep every thought captive. That's how, right? We got to keep every thought captive. We have to keep our mind rested on the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? But also, what are we thinking on? The Bible's telling us how to think. It's telling us what to think on. It's telling us how to think. It's telling us what to keep our minds on. And so I just want to encourage us with these things. What are we thinking on? And as we go through this week, I think that's what something that I just want to encourage us with is that, look, we all have that thing within us. It's our human nature to go against these things. That's why the scripture always tries to think. I mean, in Psalms alone, they probably have like 4 or 5 meditations, right? Meditate on these things. Meditate day and night. Meditate. I mean, I think there's another Psalms. It says meditate on these things. So it keeps on telling us to meditate on these things. In Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, again, it says meditate on God's word day and night. So it's telling us to bring our minds back. It's telling us to bring our minds back. And I just wanted to leave that with us today is that what are we thinking on? What are we thinking about? How are we thinking? And it's not an easy process because it's something to train your mind. It's training your mind. It's like going to the gym or lifting a weight. So you have to train your mind to do these things because your mind is going to keep on trying to go back. But you have to keep on every time your mind is keeping your mind captive and obedient to the things of Christ, keeping your mind on the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep your mind thinking on things that are true, things that are lovely, things that are good report. Think on these things. And that's actually a command. When it says think on these things, it's commanding us to do those things. And of course, you know, we can look at others. It's in the next verse, it talks about, you know, as you've seen in me, these things do. We have to be examples in the way we talk and the way we do these things, because people are looking at us to be an example, right? And as they look at us, if we're thinking on things of the world, if we're acting like the world, if our actions are directed by the things of this world, then what happens is that people look at us and we may show Christ to them. We may try to, you know, talk Christ to them. And you know what happened? They may look at us and they say, well, you act just like me. You know what I'm saying? So it says, the apostle says, the things that you've seen in me do, right? And so I just want to encourage us with these few things today. And let's continue to think on the Lord Jesus Christ and think like him. For his name's sake. Amen.